You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Thursday thanked his envoy to the United Nations in New York for all the hard work he's doing to raise the Holy See's concerns regarding urgent issues and policies that have a direct impact on mankind. He was receiving in audience Archbishop Bernardito Auza, Apostolic Nuncio and Permanent Observer of the Holy See to the United Nations, who was in the Vatican to update the Pope on ongoing work. First of all, I'm going to ask you about your audience with Pope Francis. How did it go and what did he say to you?
Oh, well, I couldn't reveal it. No, well, the Holy Father expressed appreciation for our work at the United Nations in New York and in general to all our multilateral missions. And he said he's aware of the very demanding, you know, kind of work and the challenges that we face specifically in certain questions. And then I thank him first for having decided to not only sign but ratify the new treaty on the prohibition of nuclear weapons. For us, that was really a huge thing. I told the Holy Father, you know, I said, I hope you're aware that, you know, the Holy See, you specifically have played really a major role in pushing this treaty and, you know, really inspiring countries who are the leaders of this process to go forward. And the Holy Father's message was read at the opening of the negotiations. And then we had experts also from the scientific point of view, which also presented a challenge in itself because, you know, scientists have different viewpoints than, let's say, moralists or theologians. But overall, you know, we were very united on the final objective of trying to move forward the question of the prohibition of nuclear weapons towards total elimination. So I thank the Pope for that. And he said, you know, this is a moral imperative really of our time. He said that we must work on this. So I also thank him for all really his support, because everything the Pope says really makes my work easy. I just have to cite him and then, you know, kind of elaborate on what he said so that, you know, we could have our position clearer to the other delegations. And second, I updated him about the negotiations, what's going on with the Global Compact on safe, orderly, and regular migration. As a matter of fact, I just returned from Puerto Vallarta, where the last preparatory meeting was held. You know, everybody was just so almost anxious to put inputs into things that they would like to see in the draft, which will be released towards the end of January. And then formal negotiations will start in February until July. And then the summit for the adoption of the Global Compact will be in Morocco, in Marrakesh. It seems everybody also is looking forward to that in December next year. And then I updated him about all our negotiations there regarding questions related to life, questions of religious freedom, questions with, for us, very heavy moral and ethical implications like sexual and reproductive health and rights. And then the question of gender, which has really become very, very strong. I mean, you know, our countries are really pushing for all these issues. And so many other specific things that this year has been particularly very difficult in our negotiations. But overall, we certainly try to maintain good relations with everybody, because I think that's necessary. If it's not just a question of trying to maintain our position, also the question of civility and really fundamental, we might say, human behavior, just to be kind and good to everybody. So, and then other things, and then, of course, the Pope asked about my family. So especially my parents, who he met in New York 2 years ago, and my mother is turning 96 and my father is 95. And they are celebrating 73 years of marriage. All these very exciting things about the family. And I will be spending Christmas probably for the first time after 38 years. So it was, I was as very happy with the audience. And I think the Holy Father, I think, was also pleased to have these little updates about what we do in New York.
That was Archbishop Bernardito Auza, Apostolic Nuncio and Permanent Observer of the Holy See to the United Nations.